This is Matt Greller, CEO of AIM. Welcome to the Hometown Innovations Podcast. Join us as we share ways our municipalities are positioning themselves for the future, thought-provoking interviews with state and local leaders, and more. Thanks for listening as we tell the municipal story.
Welcome to this episode of AIM's Hometown Innovations Podcast. This is Chelsea Schneider, AIM Municipal Innovation Specialist, and today I'm with Jody Golden, Executive Director of the Indiana Office of Community and Rural Affairs. So Jody, tell us a little bit about what's going on in the office.
Sure, yeah. Thank you so much, Chelsea, for having us on today. So we've been busy over here at Okra. I've been in place since June, so a few months in now, so I'm glad to be here. We've been working hard, though, the last few months, really looking at our internal and external business processes. So, you know, I'm a firm believer in a continuous process improvement. So we've been taking a deep dive into our internal processes and then our external processes. We want to be as good a partner as we can, and we want to make it as easy to do business with us as possible. And as part of Governor Holcomb's fifth pillar, as far as providing good government service, we feel the need to really look at our processes. So we're proud of some of the improvements we've been making here along the way. I know you may have seen some information that we sent out a few weeks ago, but we have made some improvements, I think, that affect the CDBG program. So I know a lot of the communities appreciate and participate in our CDBG program. So we'd like to make it easier for them to do that. We've changed a few quick changes that we've done. We did change from a letter of intent to a proposal. We think that will be easier for communities to fill out. It collects more information, which allows us to better understand the scope of the project. So hopefully communities will be pleased with that. We've also increased some of our grant award amounts. So I know that water infrastructure is a huge need across rural Indiana. And so we took a look at those programs and increased some of our water infrastructure programs to increase the awards by $100,000 based on the program. So hopefully that will make a better impact in those rural communities. We've also increased the award amounts for a couple of our other programs, the Blight Clearance Program and the MSRP, which is our Main Street Revitalization Program. We've also removed some internal requirements on deadlines and for our planning grants that I think communities will be pleased with. We're enhancing our feedback program, our feedback comments, to make those more useful for communities. And then we've took the Historic Renovation Grant Program. We're now accepting those on a rolling basis as opposed to just a certain time of the year. So we hope to get more folks involved in that program as well. So I won't go through all of them, but these are just a few of the changes that we've tried to be making to basically improve our business process with our communities.
Great. And another one of the changes and really exciting announcements Okra has made is changes to the Stellar program. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we held an announcement last week that we were excited with Lieutenant Governor Crouch announcing some updates to the Stellar program. I know many communities are familiar with Stellar, but we're taking it a little bit different direction now. And instead of just one community applying, we're looking at taking that into a more regional approach. So with that regional emphasis, communities that work together, Lieutenant Governor Crouch and I both firmly believe that communities that work together are the ones that will continue to be successful. And those, some of our smaller rural communities don't always have the capacity to do some of the things they want to do. And so if they are able to recognize their strengths and their assets and partner along with some neighboring communities or neighboring counties, they might really try to make some transformational changes. So we're excited about that. With those changes, like I said, instead of one community coming in, we'd like you to self-elect your region. So whether that might be the next door neighbor community to you or the next three or four communities around you, surrounding you, that might be two counties, that might be partnering with your county, whatever you feel your region looks like, we'd like you to apply for Stellar as your region. With that, any community that's a CDBG eligible community or county is eligible to apply. So if you are a previous finalist or a previous designee, you're still eligible. I think it's a great opportunity for those communities that have already been through this process to help guide and mentor some of the other communities that may surround them to help start exhibiting those same regional behaviors and collaborative behaviors. So we're excited about that. You know, we hope to see a number of communities come in, a number of regions come in, but we feel that, you know, it's important that those communities recognize their strengths, their commonalities, and see how they can uniquely work together to make one complementary region.
Definitely. I mean, going forward, what is your hope for Stellar? Is it to see infrastructure projects? Is it to see placemaking? I mean, what is your vision for that?
You know, I think that's going to be determined by those regions. So we certainly don't want to prescribe or dictate what kind of projects or what type of projects that we would like to see. It's really what the vision of the region is. So part of the process that we've added this year is the addition of Ball State University's Indiana Communities Institute, and then also Purdue's Center on Regional Development. We're excited about that addition. PCRD will be coming in on the back end, and they're going to help with project implementation and long-term sustainability. But on that front end, I know there's going to be a lot of questions. How do we do this? How do we work regionally? How do we put together a plan? So we're excited to have Ball State to come in on the front end. They're going to look at some data analysis, analyze some of the questionnaires that the communities will be filling out, and kind of work with the communities on building that vision together. So those are some new aspects to the plan that we think, you know, we recognize this is different. This may not be easy for all communities, and so we want to come alongside and guide them as they do this.
That's great. I mean, why is it important for cities, towns, and counties not to work in a vacuum when it comes to, you know, boosting, you know, quality of life?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this is regionalism is what's the future of Indiana, I think. And I think Governor Holcomb and Lieutenant Governor Crouch would support that. As I mentioned earlier, those that can learn to work together or already do work together are the ones that will continue to be successful. And if you are operating in a vacuum, it's going to be really hard moving forward. We recognize the value and the potential that rural Indiana has. And some of that has to be, we have got some great thriving communities, but we want to share that and bring, elevate all of rural Indiana. So we're excited that regionalism is the way to go.
Great. So really exciting changes to the Stellar program. You know, tell us a little bit else of what we can look forward to from your office going forward.
Yeah, so we're going to continue to look at our business processes. As I mentioned, we're excited about the Stellar program. If you do have questions on the Stellar program, we do have a demo video, I should say, or an informational video that's up on our website that will walk you through some of the changes, some of the new participation requirements, and whatnot. We also have an FAQ, and we have an email address that you can send questions to. Matt Crouch, my deputy director, and I are happy to come out and meet with any community that may be interested in the new program. If they want us to answer some questions or just kind of help walk them through this new process, we're happy to do that. And so they're welcome to contact Matt or I or any, our community liaisons at any time. Outside of Stellar, you know, we're working on a draft of our strategic plan. So we held a round of listening sessions across the state when we first started. So we stopped in 13 different areas in rural Indiana across the state, gathered a lot of information. You know, we understood, heard a lot of information about the challenges, but also the successes that rural Indiana's facing at this point. You know, our top five key themes that I think we picked up from the listening session, challenges that we heard about in no particular order, but probably won't be a surprise to many, would be rural broadband and the access to rural broadband, housing and the need for all types of housing, not just one type, but we heard a lot about affordable rental market, senior, you name it. We heard a lot about the crumbling water infrastructure issues across rural Indiana. We also heard quite a bit about the opioid crisis, and then also finally the workforce skills gap. So, you know, based on that, we've been putting together a strategic plan that will try to address some of those challenges. I know that we have a lot of agencies across the state that are trying to also address some of the challenges, so it's finding Okra's role in those efforts, and so we're excited to finalize the strategic plan and get that public too.
Great, and you know, this is probably a broad question, but at the end of the day, I mean, what is your end goal in terms of Okra's impact to localities?
You know, I think our vision is to essentially make an impact on helping rural Indiana become thriving and economically relevant communities. And so OKRA's role in that is helping to provide resources and technical assistance to help shape and achieve communities' visions on community economic and economic development. So we have a lot of placemaking programs that we're happy to provide. We also have, as I mentioned, water infrastructure programs. You know, it's all about attaining and attracting people. And your community needs people to be successful. And so OKRA is here to help fill that gap and help in those placemaking needs. You know, we can have all the jobs that you want in a community, but if you don't have the people that want to live there to fill those jobs, there's going to be a problem. So we're excited to be able to help fill that gap and help retain and attract people and also enforce that regional emphasis.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jody. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.